The Oracle, is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to another Wealth Class. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name, and today is going to be another explosive session of investment education, information, tips, analysis as far as investment and in particular equity investment is concerned. Today I have with me Malam Garba Kofi and Aruna Kebira. We are going to be analyzing in particular what strategy do I adopt investing in stocks as we speak now. You cannot afford not to stay tuned till the end of this program today, and you will do me a favor. I have a target of the number of people I desire, I intend, I'm working at reaching. You know what makes an economy grow is the number of people that are actively engaged, actively involved in the process of investment. What makes a nation wealthy will be the number of people that are actively involved in profitable activities, not the number of people that are actually relying on the government for sustainability, which is the problem that most states of the country have now as we speak. Why we look at that, Lagos State is contributing more than it is getting. Rivers State is getting less, contributing more. And so why? They have no choice now than to begin to work hard to ensure that within themselves they are able to generate more. Okay, so if all the states can generate in the same capacity as Lagos State, you can be rest assured that this nation would have been far richer than we are currently. So also it is. Please call your friend, call your family member, call your colleagues, call your spiritual associates, let them tune into this channel right away, because we're going to be giving you tips and information and educate you and empower you as far as wealth creation is concerned. I will be right back. Don't change this channel.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Please join me in welcoming Malam Garba Kofi. Malam,
yeah, welcome.
Right, Malam Garba Kofi is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, APT Securities and Funds Limited, member Nigerian Stock Exchange, and also Aruna Kebira. Aruna, you're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Aruna Kebira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, Global View Capital Limited, also member of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Malam, I sat with you the other time. We were talking about Bitcoin. I even brought Deolu here. He's still going to find time to come. China declared the currency illegal. Bitcoin, Ether, stablecoin, Ether, they do not qualify in China as we speak as legal tender.
I think they got it right.
And cannot be used in the China's currency market.
You see, they got it right. Initially,
and Bitcoin is currently bearish in the global market.
Let me tell you, initially, cryptocurrency is being traded in China. They do a lot of transactions there. Now they introduce e-China yuan. And because they introduce it, they want people to patronize it. Now they say, let me kill this so that my own survive. It's unlike what we did in Nigeria. We blanket the cryptocurrency then before we allowed people to enter into this. Having tested it, then now introduce your way and stop this. That's what China did. They allowed the Chinese economy to test the cryptocurrency. Having tested it, they say, no, now we have our own, stop this. That is the best way. Unlike what we did here, we did not even recognize them. We stopped them from the day one, and now we are introducing our own. So why is the learning curve? We ought to have learned somewhere. Then we now say, okay, stop this, do this. That's what China did, and I held them for that.
Aruna, there are a lot of Nigerians who are in this as we speak. Now, because of the fact that China has declared Bitcoin and all those as illegal currency in their country, they have the population, they have the money too, you can be rest assured that the value in the global market will definitely decline. What do you have to say to Nigerians who are readily hooked?
You know, it's not as if I'm actually against Bitcoin, but I've always spoken against it that, like the popular Yoruba singer said, Ikoti Oda Oda. The world is not good, it's not good, no matter where you carry it. And for the fact that everybody is in it does not make it legal, does not make it good. Yes, it was a fast way of making money. It's also going to be a fast way of losing money.
I wouldn't say it has not been good, because like what Malan just said now, the Chinese government, they are actually
I wanted to talk about that. Cryptocurrency and AUN, cryptocurrency and A-Naira are not the same, even if they are both electrical money. People enter into Bitcoin in this country to wait for appreciation, which will not happen in Naira.
No, Haruna, you are not getting it right.
I'm getting it right. Let me explain. Why would the young boys in this country go into Bitcoin? Let me finish. That I bought Bitcoin at $1,000. It's now $4,000. You have made $3,000. In Naira, we not trade like that. Yes, we allow, we blank them. We want to bring them to participate in Naira, which China may have done. But you will not be able to buy in Naira at 1 Naira. I'd be waiting to sell it as 5 Naira. What the in Naira will just do is to ease transaction. It's not going to be speculative. And I believe I saw where it is written. It's not going to be speculative. And that is exactly what they did for the Bitcoin. If you even hear anybody telling you, we tell you that when you buy Bitcoin 1,000, it fell last week. The in-Naira is not going to rise and fall. In Naira, it's 1 Naira in Naira. So there's no way that I want to position in it. I want to ride with the right. There'll be no rise, there'll be no fall. 50,000 naira from your bank account into your wallet in naira is 50,000 in naira.
You see, you have to understand that whether it's e-yong or e-naira, they are all going to be trade in blockchains. And what it means that it's a digital currency.
But it's not
speculating. Hold on.
You don't not increase
no,
that you have 5,000 today.
Let me tell you, what brings speculation is the demand and supply. You cannot increase it anyhow. If it is in the blockchain, it has to have wallet. And once it is in the wallet, it's only what is in the wallet that can be traded. So whether it is e-yong, as long as it's in blockchains, as long as it's in the wallet, already it has a different position than the other. For instance, if you have 1 million naira with any bank, we don't pray that bank collapse. The maximum NDIC can pay you is 500,000 naira.
Yeah.
If you have 100 million in e-naira, CBN cannot collapse. It guarantees 100%. So irrespective of the bank, your money is your money.
I want to ask you a question.
Sorry, let me ask. Can you mine in naira the way people mine Bitcoin?
Look, let me.
You can't mine it.
Look, hold on. Let it go. It's in the blockchains. When it is in the blockchains, it is going to be in the wallet. And it will be demand and supply trading there.
The essence of it being in the wallet is not for it to be traded.
To be traded.
No. It is, for example,
the money
now,
that
I
we
need
in blockchain
pay.
Is the money that CBN will pump
into
the blockchain.
The
so it's not that people will say, I mined.
For example, now I need to pay you 500,000 naira. I transfer e-money to you. So it is not going to become 550,000 naira.
Let me tell you, it's not that if you want transfer, you get it easily. Must be in the blockchain, mm-hmm. must be in the wallet. Mm-hmm. And once it's in the wallet, remember, it is not restricted to Nigeria. Anybody, anywhere can take it. And you can buy product and services in Nigeria with it. And as long as you are using it in buying product and services, those product and services are determinant.
We would definitely come back at another time to to take a critical look at this digital currency that the central bank is doing. Malam, very quickly, because we have very limited time more. Japan Gold, we eventually saw their second quarter results. Is there hope for the investors in that company?
Yes, but before I say that one, I want to talk on the Honeywell. Honeywell shifted their agent 2 times. Now they shifted it to October. That gives sound of the speculation about it. And therefore, because there is strong speculation, I can tell you it's a stock to go. For the Jafol Gold, we all know it. There is a company here in Nigeria that generates a minimum of 1 ton of gold every 3 quarters, every 3 months. So if Jafol decided to go into gold, and Jafol can start it from Ilori, Oshun, Kebbi, Zamfara, many states, they have potential of gold. We have someone that have done it, and they have done it very well. And therefore, if Japan, they are preparing for that, I can tell you it's good to go. That is why, even now, when it comes down, you see there is willing buyer. Meaning that they either have an information which we don't have, or they want to speculate more. And therefore, for me, it's good to go.
And I also put this question to you. You were the one that was saying, see, and I were talking about reconstruction the other time. We also saw the result of C&I leasing after their share reconstruction last week. It was terrible.
Look, how did let me tell you, C&I leasing, they are into a business like banking. Leasing now, it has a lot of potential because of the devaluation of Naira. Especially if what they lease out are imported.
Then why are they releasing that poor result?
Yes, they may release that poor result. It depends on the lessor that they have. But I can tell you that they still have the potential going up, because if their lease equipment are there with them, you will see their value have all tripled. And therefore, those who have entered into that business will be willing and ready to pay, because they know the consequences of failure to pay. They will take over the equipment, and even to get dollar to buy those equipment will be a hard task for the company.
I've just been told that we have to go. Aruna, one or two stocks that I can take positioning in for the third quarter.
Codville. I just measure Codville.
Right.
Like I said, Boa Cement.
Boa. Malam.
Venice. UBA. Access Bank. First Bank.
What about Fixing?
Fixing is good to go, but you know, Fixing have already gained substantially, so may not likely rise immediately.
Next week is going to be another session on this platform. I want to say very big thank you to Malam Garba Kofi.
Thank you.
Right? And also to Reverend Aruna Kibira. To you also, thank you very much for staying tuned. And I cannot forget my team. They are hard working. You are the best. Right, by the special grace of God, we are going to be with you again next week. I promised that we're going to be doing it this week, but the data came rather late. That is much expected and understood. We're going to be analyzing the possibilities in the third quarter earnings of banks. Malam, be prepared. Aruna, be prepared. That's what we're going to be looking at. The banking stocks that you should and the one that you shouldn't take positioning against third quarter earnings. You cannot get it better on any platform, either radio, TV, or even online, as far as the capital market in this country is concerned. So I've got to go, but I will return again. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Apayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.